Property website daft.ie has been ordered not to publish any ads which discriminate against people. The ruling was made by the Workplace Relations Commission following a case taken by the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission. Mike Allen of Focus Ireland says the ruling will not help everyone who's looking for a home, but he believes it's a start.
It doesn't change the substance of the situation. If landlords are going to make judgments about people simply because of their circumstances or the colour of their skin or their age or their gender, this won't change that. That's still illegal, but it doesn't get to that. But it does change the public conversation about it and the presentation. And if you're in emergency accommodation for 1 year or 2 years with your family and you're looking at all the ads in the paper and they're saying that they don't want people like you, that is heartbreaking and it's very destructive. So the fact that people won't be able to say that anymore at least changes the public perception. But we still need to deal with the substance of it, which is the actual decisions and choices that landlords are making. We recognise that part of what landlords need to do is make a decision about getting a good tenant. And we're not saying that landlords should just accept tenants that are not going to be good tenants. But we're saying that they should make a judgment about who's a good tenant on the basis of the individual, the family that they're actually interviewing, rather than something about them, such as their economic status or their gender or their age or their ethnicity.
Well, that's Mike Allen there, Director of Advocacy with Focus Ireland. We asked daft.ie for an interview this morning. They weren't available. We can talk now to Tony Gagan. He's with the Human Rights and Equality Commission, and he's with us this morning. Tony, you're welcome.
Thank you for joining us.
Why take this case? What were you in the commission seeing online that you didn't like?
Well, we took this case in the public interest, and that is the function of the Human Rights Commission, is to promote human rights and equality within the country and to try and uphold it. It was on foot of complaints last year. We had over 110, I think it was 111 individual complaints about discriminatory advertising. So this isn't something that we took lightly. It was on the basis of public interest. And we didn't go straight to the WRC. We engaged initially with DAFT and looked to mediate the process. And thought for some time that perhaps we had, as you'll see, the case is ongoing since 2016. So it's been a long road of back and forth.
And the sort of language that was being used, it was rent allowance, not accepted,
for example.
Yes, it talks
primarily, it was about social welfare, about economic status, also about marital status and family. And I think, as in your earlier clip, Mike Allen pointed out there, and most of the housing agencies, all of them, in fact, I know McFerry's and DePaul all have welcomed this ruling as well, because it is important in that it changes the public narrative, that if we're allowing those type of ads to continue, it creeps into the public acceptance that social welfare equals bad, or that people that are economically disadvantaged are bad, equal bad tenants. And we know, of course, that that just isn't the case. And most right-minded people know that, and most landlords would know that. But it stops that narrative becoming the norm within the public. And on that level alone, this is a very important ruling.
Was it in their terms and conditions, though, daft.ie, for this sort of language not to be used in ads?
Yeah, well, we had asked that they wouldn't use these. We pointed out to them that it was contrary to the Equal Status Act. And that was on that basis that we took the case to the WRC.
But it was still being published.
But they were still being published regularly. And as I said, the public were notifying us about it. The second aspect of this, the broader significance of it, is that it gives absolute clarity now for individuals and Irish companies that are posting advertising online, that they have a responsibility for the content that they post on their websites, that they cannot sidestep or abrogate the responsibility by saying, oh, we're a mere conduit for information, or we're just an information provider. That they, and the ruling was specific in that it asked that they develop a methodology that will address this issue. Okay. So I think that's very important as well, and will have wider significance in a number of spheres in the online world.
And you talk there, Tony, about how you believe this will perhaps change the conversation about social housing equaling bad. But as Mike Allen said, it won't make a huge amount of difference to people looking for a house, because it will not stop landlords asking people when they show up to view a property if they're on rent allowance and so on.
No, it won't. And Mike is quite right in that regard. And of course, we don't change deep-seated things very quickly. You know, it takes time. And this is a step in that direction. By not allowing the ads to continue, it stops that attitude perpetuating. And it allows us the space to try and engage with people more. Because in actual fact, in many ways, social welfare is more secure. If someone has a HAP tenancy, the rent is guaranteed, the property is guaranteed, that if there's any problems, it'll be reinstated, etc., etc. So we need to have more of that information available to landlords, because most landlords will be very happy with this situation. This is to address the people that continue to promote discriminatory advertising.
Okay, well, thank you very much for coming in to talk to us this morning. Tony Gagan, who's a member of the Human Rights and Equality Commission. It's 7:51.